friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Daughter saves dad with Google search when she hears him yelling for help. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One six-year-old daughter saves her dad with a Google search after he yells for help. It was a regular weekday for Kyle Semrau, except his six-year-old daughter, Macy, refused to go to school. Macy said that she missed her dad and wanted to stay home to spend time with him. It was also the one-year anniversary of her grandmother's death, so Kyle and his wife agreed that she could stay home for the day. That decision ended up saving Kyle's life. Kyle had come home from his night job and wasn't feeling that great. He was having problems with his sinuses and lungs. So, he stayed home with Macy and his four-year-old son named Caleb while his wife went to work. Later that day, things started to go south and Kyle was having trouble breathing. He was also losing consciousness. When he realized what was happening, he yelled for help, and his daughter came to his rescue. Macy got her father's phone, Googled the Elliott police, and called the police department. I pressed this button and typed Elliott police, and I hit call. I don't want to say this, but I thought he was going to die, Macy shared. Judy Smith with the Elliott Police Department picked up the phone and helped out Macy and Caleb while they waited for the police to arrive. Macy called the police and I was crying a lot, and then she, Judy, heard me crying on the phone, and then she said it was okay, said four-year-old Caleb. Macy was able to give all the information that was needed, like her address, her dad's name and age, and she even instructed her little brother to put their dogs in a room upstairs out of the way until the police arrived. Kyle is now recovering from the incident and is just so thankful for the help from his kids during the scary ordeal. Just incredible all around, and very lucky. Obviously because my daughter and son and the police response. It was quick, he said. If I can say anything about this whole experience, it's for everyone to teach kids about awareness. If I hadn't taught my daughter certain things she wouldn't learn in school, this outcome could have been completely different. She is, and will always be, my hero. Way to go, Macy, for saving the day. Her quick problem-solving skills really came into play when her dad needed her most. Actor Dick Van Dyke, age 96, says he's just glad to be here. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. Actor Dick Van Dyke, age 96, was recently spotted in Malibu leaving a restaurant, and he shared that he was just glad to still be here. While Dick Van Dyke was out to lunch with friends and running errands, he was seen by the paparazzi looking happier than ever, and the people behind the camera wished him a happy Father's Day before he went on his way. The Chitty Chitty Bang Bang actor is known for staying fit and healthy despite his old age. He even shared that he still goes to the gym to work out 3 times a week. Now that's more than some people half his age. I've always been an exerciser and still am, said Dick Van Dyke. I get in the pool and exercise, and at my age, they say to keep moving. Put me on solid ground and I'll start tapping. It seems like there is nothing that can stop this talented actor and dancer. Dick Van Dyke also shared that he likes to do water aerobics, lift weights, and walk on a treadmill while he is at the gym. But he said that his health can also be attributed to good genes. No matter what genes he inherited, it is great to see Dick Van Dyke at age 96 still taking care of himself. Many of us grew up watching him in beloved movies like Mary Poppins, so it is wonderful to see that he is still around and enjoying his life.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.